Good morning. It is Thursday, Parshas Tzav Tov Shem Pei Dalet. This morning I'd like to speak about moving on to the Korban Todah. Now we know that Korban Todah is a type of korban known as a shlamim. And typically, a carbon shlamim is it's a carbon that can come. It comes as a result of your own neder. You take a vow, you take an oath. You want to bring a carbon. You're not obligated in the carbon prior to that. It's not that you did an avera that you needed kapara for, but you want to bring a nice carbon. And part of the carbon, of course, the edible part. Some of it comes to the kohen, and then the owners eat the rest of the carbon. That is a shlamim. And the time frame by which a shlomim must be consumed is 2 days and a night. So if a person brings a carbon shlomim on a Sunday morning, he has Sunday night, and all of Monday. And by Monday nightfall, he has to complete the eating of the carbon. And that is not true of a carbon chatas or a carbon asham. It's a sin offering, a guilt offering. Those kabbanas, you only have yom v'layla. If he brings it on Sunday, he can eat it Sunday day and Sunday night, and has to be consumed by Monday morning. Okay. Now, what's interesting about a korban todah? Korban todah is a type of a shlomim, but the korban todah comes as a Thanksgiving korban, a Thanksgiving offering. Vezos as at Zayin Yud Aleph Vezos Toras Zevach Hashem Asher Yakriv Hashem. This is the Torah, this is the Aloha of Ishlamim. Now, im al Toda Yakrivenu, if he's bringing a korban because it's a korban Todah, and he's bringing it for reasons of giving thanks. Now, Rashi says here, what do you mean giving thanks? Says Rashi, im al Dvar Hoda al Nesh Shinasla. Let's say a miracle occurred to him. He went down to the... he was traveling on the ocean, right? And he emerges. It was, it could be rough seas. He could be tossed about. So he happened to take a trip, and he found himself going through the desert. It's a sakana. And he was incarcerated. And then now he's released. He's or somebody who was very ill, and now he's healed. They are obligated to give thanks. Sheksiv behem, because it says in the pasuk Yodel Hashem Chastai v'nifla Oysel Lovnei Adam, right? Yodel Hashem Chastai v'nifla Oysel, the person will give thanks to the Rebbeinu Shalom for his miracles. V'yizbuchu zivchei etoida, and he will bring a carbon. Toida is a pasuk in Tehillim. So if a person brings a carbon as a response to any one of those miracles that happened to him, so this carbon toida is very interesting. And that v'hikrav al zavach ha-toda, together with this toda, you have an anomaly. What's the anomaly? That there are breads that are brought. When I say breads, we'll call them chalos, but not all the breads. There's four types, and 10 of each type. So there are 40 loaves. 30 of them are of matzah type, in other words, non-chametz type, and 10 of them are the chametz type. So it's, as Rashi points out, dalad min lechem, there are four types, chalos, rekikin, or revucha. The types that are not chametz are called chalos, rekikin, and revucha, as is enumerated here in the pasuk. And all of those non-chametz loaves are brought, al chalos lechem chametz, together with the lechem chametz yakiv korban. So the Rambam points out that the way the Torah words it, that those are brought al chalos lechem, so those are adjunct to the chalos lechem. The main breads are the ones that are chametz, and all of that is adjunct al zevach todah shlomo to the todah. So in the hierarchy of the chashivas, you have the animal itself, you have the 10 loaves of chametz, and then you have the 30 loaves of the mincha, of the matzah type, the non-chametz type of loaves of bread. And now what happens is you give one of each type to Kohen. So he gets now, there's 40 out of, 4 out of the 40, which is a tenth, goes to the Kohanim. And what happens to the other 36 loaves? So the owner eats them, and he invites his friends to eat them. Now what's pointed out here, and this is very well known by the Netziv, the Amak Dover, that he points out something very interesting, that you see here that the Torah limits the time that the Korban Todah could be eaten. Because, as I told you before, typically the Shlomim is eaten 2 days and a night. So if you bring the Korban on Sunday morning, so the meat is consumed, you have all day. Again, we're talking about the Shlomim, the part that goes to the owners can be eaten Sunday, Sunday night, and all day Monday until Monday evening. So it's 2 days and a night. It's a pretty long time. However, by a Korban Todah, it must be consumed Sunday day and Sunday night by Monday morning. Yet, there's much more to eat than just the Korban. All of these breads have to be consumed also. So you see that the Torah limits the time to eat something when it's a larger Korban. How is that logical? Why would the Torah reduce the amount of time that you must eat it by when you're eating so much more, when you have to consume the challah also? So the Netziv, again, I'm very surprised because this Netziv is well known, and I have a sefer at home. You've heard of Diane Dunner from London. So his father, the late Diane Dunner, he wrote a beautiful sefer on Chumash, and he asks this question as well. You know, why does this Torah have breads to eat other than all shlomims, and why do you have less time to eat it? And he really basically says the same thing as the Netziv, and it's a beautiful piece, but I kind of was amazed that he didn't know it from the Netziv. But let me just tell you how the Netziv says this.
So in what way it's a shlomim because you can eat from it? That's what defines it as a shlomim?
It is in the category of shlomim. It is a shlomim with proviso that there's...
It's a limited time, like the other components.
Right. It's a limited time, like a chatas. So the Netziv in the Harchev Dovar, he says like this. We say in the pasuk, we're familiar with this pasuk. L'cha ezbach zevach toda v'shem Hashem ekra. To you, Hashem, I will bring a zevach toda, a sacrifice. U'v'shem Hashem ekra, I will call out in the name of Hashem. Nidarei l'Hashem ha'shalem negda l'chol amo. I will fulfill my neder of bringing this korban in front of everyone. B'chatz is based Hashem in the chatzer, in the courtyard of Hashem. And then it says, b'sochechi Yerushalayim, within Yerushalayim. So he says, what does this mean? I'm fulfilling my neder in the presence of everyone else. What is it? What does that have to do? He doesn't say when you bring your chatas, your ashram, your shlomim, whenever it is that you're bringing korban, it's in the presence of everyone else. And then it says you do it b'chatzos beis Hashem, in the courtyard of Hashem, which is the confines of the Beis HaMikdash, basically. And then it says b'sochechi Yerushalayim, which is the entire city of Yerushalayim. Well, you've already said that it's in the Beis HaMikdash. Now why are you talking about the broader Yerushalayim? So he says, basically, what he wants to understand is that the idea of bringing a korban todah is not just a personal korban. You know, we don't shout out when we do mitzvahs, Hatznei Alecha Simelokecha, that our service to Hashem is personal, right? And it's not to draw attention to what we do. But this is not the case in the korban todah. The korban todah is to make a proclamation. Look, that I'm bringing a korban because the Rebbeinu Shalom was good to me. I call out in the name of Hashem. It doesn't just say v'shem Hashem azkir. I will mention the name of God. I will call out in the name of Hashem. It's negdana l'cholamai. When I bring the korban, I'm proclaiming to whoever is in the base. This is Rabbi said, you see this korban. This is a korban because Hashem was good to me. I had a serious illness, and now Baruch Hashem, I'm declared healthy and. And now I take these breads and I give it out to people to eat. It's a lot of bread. It's a lot of korban, and they are given to people anywhere in the city of Yerushalayim. Sochechi Yerushalayim. So the korban is brought with a recognition that I owe Hashem thanks. It's a thanksgiving. It's brought in front of everyone there, and then Sochechi Yerushalayim. It's further announced, so to speak, by the distribution of the of all of the challahs in Yerushalayim. He says that's the pshat is that that's why the Torah limits the zman achila. This is what the Netziv says, because if you have 2 days and a night to finish it, so then, you know, you don't have to include as many people, because I can give you a loaf and I say, Jimmy, here's a loaf for you, Michael, a loaf for you, Rami, a loaf for you, and you'll eat part of it today and part of it tomorrow. But if you have to eat it all in one day, a loaf is a lot. So then I'm going to have to give it, I have to take that one loaf and distribute it among six people, not amidst three people. So therefore, more people will have to be involved in the consumption of my korban todah. So therefore, I'm including more people in my korban todah. You follow? So that's the beauty of this. So that this basically what the Netziv is saying, that that A, it's a public korban, in that the Chazbach Zavatot of Shem Hashem Ekra, this is something to think about when we say Hallel next time on Yontif and Rosh Chodesh, right? That we all have our own personal reasons for praising the Ribbono Shel Olam. So we shout out that praise for everyone to see that I'm bringing that korban. And then as I distribute the edible part of the korban, it's throughout, because you have to eat it in Yerushalayim. You can't take it out of the confines of Yerushalayim. And therefore, the more people, the less time, the constraints require me to be more prolific in terms of the number of people that I am distributing the breads to. Now, there's it's something interesting also. There's a Medrash here, Medrash and the Medrash Rabbah. Pinchas says this. He says that all of the karbanos will be batal la'asid lavo. All of the karbanos will be null and void in the times of Mashiach, except for the karban todah. And the carbon total will be the only carbon that will exist. Well, first of all, you have to understand this, because we just know that it's not so. Every Shabbos and every Rosh Chodesh and every Yom Tov, we say in the Siddur, right, that we should be zochet to go back to Yisrael. V'sham nasas carbon asenu chavasenu tamidim kesidram umusafim kehilchasam, that we should be zochet to have Mashiach. Go back to the Beis HaMikdash to be able to bring the prescribed korbanos every day, the tamid and the musafim as needed, right? And so on and so forth. So this is part of the central piece of our Shemona Esrei. Every Shabbos and Yom Tov of Musaf is the tefillah that we should be zochet to bring the korbanos. So what does that mean? The only korban will exist is the korban todah. There's an interesting pasuk in Yirmiyah Lamed Gimel. Talks about the days to come. It's a pasuk that we're most of us are familiar with on some level. All right, Hashem. It will be then a day of joy and praise. L'chogoya oritz, in the presence of all the nations of the world, they will asher yishmas because kol atova asher anochi. Also, all of the nations will see the goodness that I've done to the Jews, and they will be pachatu rugs al kol atova. Right, they will tremble because of all the tova that Hashem has done to us. Kolamar Hashem, Hashem says, "Od yishama b'mokam hazeh." There will be heard in this place. Asher atem omrim chorev uve'emen adam. This place, which is now desolate and is devoid of animals and people, which is Yerushalayim after the Chorban, right? We speak about this at length on Tisha B'Av, that after the destruction of Beis HaMikdash, the land was desolate for basically 900 years, and there was no nation in the world that was able to settle the land. That was the bracha that the Rebbe Yisrael gave Klal Yisrael, that if you can't have it, no one will have it until we come back. Okay, that's an aside issue. And what will be heard? Kol sasim v'kol simcha, kol chasim v'kol kala, Call Armum Hodus Hashem Tzvokos, right? In other words, a song of a bride and groom and the song of joy and happiness will be heard yet in this place in days to come. That's the beautiful kapitel in Yirmiyah Lamed Gimel. Says the Radak, he says as follows. Pasuk, it says on the Pasuk, they will speak Hashem's praise. Mevi'im Toda Beis Hashem. They'll bring a carbon Toda, they'll bring a carbon Thanksgiving offering to Hashem. Because I will restore the land to what it was. But what's the carbon that they're going to bring? A carbon toda. Velo omar chatzis for Hashem. The Radak says that the Pasuk Yirmi does not say that we will be bring sin offerings and guilt offerings. Levish bismana hu when Mashiach comes, lo yihu behem rishoyim v'chotim. There will not be sinners, and there will not be rishoyim that will have to bring a carbon for their Averis. No, ki kulam yedus Hashem. Everybody will know Hashem. Yehudi means they will have the presence of Hashem. They, right, like the Rambam says, you know, molahars deus Hashem. The world will be filled with the das of Hashem. Ki maima leyom mechasim. Just like the water covers the ocean, right? So the word das means, that, you know, we'll know Hashem. B'chein emrucha, we will believe in Hashem. As Chazal say, kol hakabanas kulam la'osid lavo chutz mikarben todah. He cites this medrash that in la'osid lavo, all the karbanas will be batel except for the todah. The Radak is understanding clearly what we're talking about is all the karbanas yachid, the karbanas of the individual will be batel, meaning there won't be a chatas and an asham. That's what there won't be. Any karbanas that come as a result of chet will not be brought, right? But that's on an individual basis, right? But it's very interesting. Okay, but the only carbon of a yachid that will be brought will be a carbon toda. Now, the question could be asked, and I'm going to get you a little homework, you might want to consider this, is that basically the carbon musaf comes and it atones for tumas mikdash for kedashav. It comes for defiling the Beis HaMikdash in the state of tuma. So and the carbon musaf will be there because that's what we're davening for. And so then why will there be that carbon? It must be that, you see, it's true that the musaf atones for tumas mikdash for kedashav, but that's not the main reason why it's brought. The main reason why it's brought is because it's brought for the identification of the yontif itself, right? It has this tangential benefit that's mechaper for tumas mikdash for kedashav. I don't want to get into that because this is a whole discussion in and of itself. But what I do want to get to right before we have to break is every morning we're about to say a kapitel in Tehillim, and the kapitel in Tehillim goes Mizmor Lasoda, Mizmor Lasoda Riel Hashem Kol Haaretz. Now Rashi says that we're obligated to bring a karban when something happens to us that we were saved from. In other words, to express it. Now, this actually, in the Gemara Menachos, Rashi has two Lashonis, and there's other Rishonim. There's a Machlokas, there's two opinions as to whether a person is obligated to bring a carbon if he is saved from a impending danger, or he's not obligated, but it's just a nice thing that he may do, and he can make a neder to bring the carbon. From our Rashi, the way Rashi has it in Chumash, and it's cited as such by the Mefarshim, Rashi says im dvar hodal neshanaslo, that these miracles shehem tzrichim lahodas, that they must give, according to Rashi, that there's an obligation to bring this carbon. According to others, you're not obligated to do it, but it's a good thing to do, but it's not a strict obligation to do this. Okay, we won't get involved in that, but just know that there are two different opinions in the Rishonim, actually two different Lashonas and Rashi on that point. Now, we say this kapitel Kuf every day, Mizmor Lasoda. So there's a machlokas what this means. When we say Mizmor, a psalm, Lasoda, what does that mean, Lasoda? So the Radak says it means Mizmor, it's a psalm, Lasoda, to give thanks to Hashem. That's what it means. And some say that it means Mizmor Lasoda, and Rashi says this lehodaya laomer al zivchei atoda, to say it when the korban toda was brought, and also Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah Chavdal, they quote Mizmor Lasoda is to say this on the toda. In other words, so it doesn't mean just to say it when you want to be thankful to Hashem, but actually it's a mizmor to say as a korban toda is being brought. You'll say, what's the difference? That sounds like some kind of a subtle difference. The difference is as follows. He says, there's a lot of differences. Do we say Mizmor Lasoda on Shabbos? Do we say it on Yom Tov? No. Do we say it on Erev Pesach? No. Do we say it on Chol HaMoed? No. You know why? Because we're following the opinion that it's the kapitel that said, along with the korban toda, we don't bring a korban toda on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because, again, a korban toda is a shlomim, and a korban shlomim is not brought on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So, therefore, the accompanying kapitel of Tehillah, Mizmor Lasoda, is not recited in our davening, because that was a kapitel that was said in conjunction with bringing the korban toda. We don't bring a korban toda on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or an Erev Pesach. Why don't we bring an Erev Pesach, incidentally? Because part of the korban is the chametz breads. And chametz breads, you have a day and a night to eat it. Well, you're not allowed to eat chametz breads on Pesach, so we don't say it. But according to the opinions, the Rishonim speak about this, but according to those who understand that Mizmor Lasoda, it has nothing to do with the carbon per se, it's just the fact that we are thankful to Hashem, then we would say it on Shabbos Yom Tov. We're thankful anytime. Now that there is also a subset of Rishonim that say that, well, even if it comes together with a carbon, you still say it because we don't bring a carbon today, actually. So it's just reminding us of the carbon. Another says, not so, because we understand that in the absence of a carbon, what does the Gemara tell us? Say the psukim, it's considered as if you bring the carbon. So it's not just kind of a remembrance, but actually, when we say the Mizmor LeSoda, we're given credit as if we brought the carbon. So if it is part of the carbon, we wouldn't say it on Shabbos Yom Tov. So today, just in short, we've understood now why the carbon tort is special up above the regular carbon shlamim, why the reduce the time to eat it, why there are so many challahs to eat, to involve everybody, what the importance of Mizmor LeSoda is, whether you say it on Shabbos Yom Tov or not, and we will conclude with that. Tomorrow morning, Mirtz Hashem, I will be out of town. Todd Davidowitz will give the shiur, and on Monday morning, Rabbi Frank will give the shiur. Okay, have a good day, everyone.
Thank you so much.